Fuck the English. I'm Irish.
You're watching a guy's penis, okay? Let's science this shit out, you fucking whore.
It's not addictive.
It don't work like that, little Jew boy. Your son's fucking chopped, shaking her flat ass. Liberal. Liberal, liberal, liberal. Kiss me, I'm Irish. I was getting a little chubby.
You are mentally retarded.
You never played your euphonia.
Guys, do I mog? Jesus was actually a brown Palestinian refugee.
Shut the fuck up.
All porn is gay.
I really am filled with Irish pride lately.
It's not as bad as alcohol, it's a plant.
Don't look at me, I voted for Hitler. Fat face, shovel face, moron.
Are we gonna vote for this? Can we vote for this?
So I was just like jiggling a little bit.
Hitler's cool. The world of atoms is not the world of bits.
Irish are in control. The Irish are in control.
Zafir Ancho sent $20.
Also from last week.
You are Iberian. Don't trust 23N. They were Jews. One of us, flexed biceps emoji. You can be our next Franco.
Okay.
GE Narration Zealot sent $20. I'm broke. Archaea Commandant sent $20. Do you think we will ever have a totalitarian Catholic theocracy when America was built entirely from the Enlightenment?
Okay, guys. It's Monday. It's Monday. Like, can we... Please. Like, please. Please. Like, come on. It's Monday. We're just getting started. Like, it can't... We can't start off like this. If this is Monday, like, I'm just going to crash out. If that's our first Super Chat on a Monday, you know what? We had a good run here. Holy.
And Miami Grower Pat sent $1,001.
All right. That's a little better. Thank you for the huge Super Chat, North Miami. I think you just saved the show. I was about one Super Chat away from quitting doing the show, but I think you just saved us. Thank you for the massive Super Chat and no message. No message. What a beautiful oasis in the desert.
In Miami, I have 6 daughters, but if I had a son, I would want him to be just like you. Thank you for being real.
No, you wouldn't. But I appreciate it anyway. Thank you very much. You want your son to be a normie. I get it. It's okay. I've learned to live with this. You want your son to be a football Chad, goes to college, goes to law school, and, watches TV. Like a normal Bob, buff pants, chud, and like eats fruit for breakfast and, you know, eats a banana while he packs his lunch and goes to the office and has normal banter with his normal guy friends. And they have poker night with the boys. They go, hey, honey, I'm going to have poker night with the boys. Is that okay? That's what you want. You don't want to freak.
Innocuous Super Chatter sent Coin Exploder sent $100. Dude, it's not even that deep. It's just the world is ran by an ancient and bred cult of Satan-worshipping pedophiles who are using blackmail and imaginary money to stay in power.
Oh my gosh! Why? Why is it so bad? What happened? It wasn't always this way. It wasn't always like this, dude. Honestly, red-pilling the normies was a mistake. Mark Levin, if you can hear us, please say... It was a mistake. Are the Goyim okay? Seriously, the Goyim are not okay. 80% of the Goyim think Netanyahu is dead. He gives a speech. They go, he has 6 fingers. You mean he has a thumb? They go, look at the coffee. The coffee is AI. The coffee is AI. Dude, the Goyim are not okay. Dude, it's not that deep. It's just that the world is run by an ancient cult of Satan-worshipping pedophiles. This is like coworker talk. This is like coworker ideology. This is like your chutted out coworker. This is his political ideology from Instagram Reels. Like that's a guy that got red-pilled on shorts or more realistically on Reels. It's not that deep. It's just, dude, it's Jews. Just say Jew. And it's not Satan worshiping inbred pedophiles, blackmail, blah, blah. It's Jews, bro. Thanks for the big super chat, I guess.
Kittiston Poop sent $20. Liberal, happy, fun, la la la, human smuggling, fentanyl deaths.
That's
forced government euthanasia.
Liberal, happy, fun, la la la, human smuggling, fentanyl deaths, forced government euthanasia.
Liberal. That's such a good, that's an endlessly memeable clip, because isn't that so true? I find myself using that all the time. It's not even about politics, but some niggas are just liberalists. Niggas will be telling you stuff. It surprises you how liberal they are. Niggas are so liberal. It's crazy. And we just need like total liberal, whatever. I don't want to say anything violent, but liberalism is truly a poison and it's everywhere. So that clip is very useful these days. Like Sneeko saying, Jesus was a brown Palestinian refugee, or like, brother, what did you just get out of a portal from 2005? You also watch The Amazing Atheist. Do you think Christopher Hitchens is really intelligent? I guess that's the opposite. I guess that's Christopher. He was a neocon, but like, that's like a new atheism, like Howard Zinn's People's History. That's like a Now This short, a Vox explainer, an Ezra Klein Vox explainer. Jesus was actually a brown Palestinian refugee, says Ezra Klein. So yeah, niggas are liberal.
Harry, Dean, and Parker vindicated. It was always white dudes for Harris. Do you think they would awkwardly agree to do and get out the vote for Blue collab with you for the midterms, or would Sisson still avoid you?
What do you think?
Lazy high school Roy percent $25. Yo, Nick, I'm failing 3 classes because I watch her show with an AirPod in the back. I have a scholarship to a good school, though, DW.
Okay.
Seamus Max Wheeling Pig sent $100. Happy St. Paddy's. An Irishman John Holland did invent the submarine. They also invented beer, whiskey, and the lynch mob in that order. Ireland needs an Ireland first government. Okay. We are overrun by immigrants, and the woke government are all Eurocentric cucks.
All right. Chucking our law, our day will come. Thank you.
Odyssey 24, 2026. Operation Impeach King Bear Jew. 2028. Never Bowman. Also, is Meg Kelly Honorary Grandma Groyper of the Week?
Dude, please, like, Case sent $20.
I love the VMs in 100 Mill Club. The chatting is May ATP, but I'm a fan of Army Colonel retired Douglas McGregor says more than 3,350 Israeli civilian and military personnel have now been injured since the start of the Iran war. Also, where is Netanyahu in Denver? Dead?
McGregor's an idiot. All these guys that are in rotation, they're just wrong about everything.
Dark X Wolf, 17 cent, $100.
McGregor and all, like, Scott Ritter, all, it's like, try being right about something. If you've been right about one fucking thing...
The Israelis will have 3,300. Israel's going to collapse any day now.
Oh, yeah. Tell it to the judge.
Nick, why are you saying to vote for Democrats? You can... Neat Fuentes sent $100. Okay. Why are you always such a jerk to your wagey fans? Who do you think can afford to give you money every night on Super Chat? Hint, it's not the unemployed losers.
Because wagey suck. Sorry. That's just true. Thank you for the big Super Chat. Wagey, are you a proud wagey, you loser? Hey, I'm a wagey and that's offensive. Are you like a proud wagey? We all have to wage and it sucks. This is a form of waging. Everyone has to wage and you shouldn't be proud of that. You shouldn't wear that as a badge of honor. Hey, I'm a wagey and I'm offended. Yeah, I also attack idiots. You offended about that too? You disgust me.
Jacob Cole sent $158. What do you say when older people say the Bible says to stand with Israel? Also, what do you think about Ted Cruz saying Christ is king is anti-Semitic?
I didn't commit suicide as soon as possible.
Hey, love the show. Have a question. How do you think we can sway opinion back to the Republican in 28 if you want America First Republican to win? Silly Illy sent $20. What is your stance on James Tallarico, the Democrat from Texas?
I don't know, dude. He sucks. Whatever.
Muxfim sent $100. Dan Caldwell is back. We're safe. That's a real narrative on ex-Kid Rock Oscar's joke was good. Made my nip stands up.
I saw that. I loved my bit the other week where I said Dan Caldwell is going to shut down Greater Israel, then he's going to stop the storm on Saturn. That was so good, you guys. That was a great bit. I saw that. Yeah, he got rehired. Oh, boy. Yeah, he's bringing Dan Caldwell. I have, you know, it's like Netanyahu is standing there. I have an army. What do you have? We have a Dan Caldwell. Send in the Dan Caldwell. Trump got the call. If you see Trump and the war in Iran, you know who he got the call from. It's Dan fat face, shovel face, moron Caldwell. And Kurt Mills in his leather jacket. There's only two people that could stop Greater Israel in the war in Iran. Kurt Mills in his leather jacket and Dan Caldwell with his fat, chubby face. Aha. All right, Lindsey Graham, beat it. Dan Caldwell and Kurt Mills are going to kick the door open in the Pentagon. All right, listen up. I'm here to smoke Mayflower cigars, eat masa chips, and kick neocon ass. And I just ran out of masa chips. Beat it! And Laurel Loomer, Mark Levin, and Lindsey Graham are going to scurry out of there. Oh, no, I think they're serious. All right. Now, all you yellow bellies that are left, let's put America first. That's how they think it's going to go. That's how you dumbasses think it's going to work. Dan Caldwell. Dan Caldwell and Kurt Mills in leather jacket, sunglasses. Dan Caldwell, fat, chubby guy with a bag of chips or something. A bag of gummy bears. All right, listen up. This is going to be a restrainer. Pentagon. Oh, okay. Right. They wouldn't even fire Mike Waltz, idiot. Mike Waltz got caught working for Israel and they wouldn't even fire him. They gave him a different job. Dan Caldwell got fired like a bitch, and they just kicked him out. Oh, now they're bringing him back. Well, you know, hopefully he can, maybe he can make a difference. We'll see. I don't know. Call some intern that's secretly running the White
House. Anna Colonna sent $20. The chat logo is the Star of David. Two triangles interlocking, forming a hexagon in the middle.
Oh, I never heard that before. You really honestly.
Nelly Groyper sent $20. Sometimes after a tough day, I put on a Piers interview in the background. Just to cheer me up. You have a knife problem. You have a sword problem. You have Aladdin. Always works. Every time.
That's so, it's so funny how like the cheapest, dumbest shit goes viral like that. Thank you for the big super chat. That's just like the lamest joke ever.
I have got into that before in America.
You got a knife problem. You got sword problems.
We have problems
with Aladdin.
We have problems with
gun problem. You have a knife problem. You have Aladdin. It's like, that's so cheap. But normies just have an endless appetite for slop. Endless. They're insatiable for slop. Aladdin, I get it because they're Middle Eastern. I get that one. It's just crazy what the normies, the undiscerning normies, it will guzzle
Noisy
anything.
$95 sent $20. Operation Slop It All. Brought to you by Make America Garbage Again. He showed us that coming.
That's good.
Campaign trash truck. Damn it. Foiled again. Hemp this go around. Got you honey dick big time.
That's pretty good. That was funny. Slop It All.
Shmo 210 sent $20.
That's
What's
funny.
Up with the rumors everywhere that Netanyahu is dead? And Israel is proving it by releasing super obvious AI deep fakes of him? Did you see this?
They're not deep fakes. If it comes out that he has died, I will admit that's like, okay, the schizos were correct, but I think that's totally insane. I think he's alive. That's just too far-fetched. Unless that actually happens, there's no way I'm going to believe that. That's too out there for me, but who knows?
Thoughts on the Butler assassination being staged? There's a dark video on X that draws the conclusion that Trump is Messiah Ben Joseph. Right ear being pierced in public can signify Jewish slavery.
I'm just going to become liberal. Like, I just have to become liberal at this point. I can't do it anymore. It's like, I've so gone in the other direction. Like, seriously, this is what it's become. This is what it's turned. It wasn't like this before. It really wasn't. It turned into this. And now everything's fake. Everything's a conspiracy. It's AI. The Netanyahu's a deep fake. Trump is a deep fake. Butler was fake. Charlie Kirk was fake. Venezuela was fake. Everything's the Iran is fake. Nukes are fake. It's all of it. Everything is like this now. Bro science. Schizo nonsense that doesn't even make sense. 5D chess, voting Republican no matter how bad it gets. It's like I'm just so beyond that.
Elon Musk sent $20. What's your opinion, Obama administration?
Whoa, what's your opinion, Obama administration? Are you kidding me, bro? Couldn't even. What's your opinion, Obama administration? It was overall bad.
And he sent $300. Okay.
Thank you for the big super chat. Whoa, what is with the girls? It's girls, dude. They are trying to get me. What is with the Foyds backing up the truck full of money tonight? First Miami Groybet, then Emmy, then this other one. Gregorian Chant and Joyer. It's the Foyds. The Foyds are loaded. The Foyds are giving me their beta bucks. The Foyds receive the beta bucks. Then they send it to the Sigma male. Sorry, pal. Just the way the world works. Beta male gesturing for the Foyd. The Foyd transmits the money to the Sigma male, the Sigma loaner.
Emerald sent $20. Always so many dumb super chats every stream. Can you share your personal 10 commandments? Like your 10 rules for what makes a good one versus what drives you up the wall and spikes your corduroy.
Spikes my corduroy. Spikes my corduroy. 10 commandments of what? What is that? Of super chats? Oh, my gosh. Oh my gosh, dude. It's 10 commandments of a good super chat. First, always, never, I want to cut my face off with a saw right now. Like, I want to take a chainsaw and cut my legs off rather than do
this. Please unban me from the live chat. I literally did do nothing. Groyper sent $20. You know, Nick, they say that you are judged by the company you keep, or in this case, by the super chatters you attract. Maybe the problem lies with you?
No, it's all of you.
They hate God sent $50. You're the Thanks for the show Friday.
It's not me. You're the problem.
Patty 700 sent $50. Bro, I am a rich Muslim immigrant living the American dream. Came to America with $300 in my pocket. You make some good points in all honesty. Wish you weren't so racist, or I'd definitely vote for you.
Well, I am, so that's too bad. But thank you for the big super chat. Sorry, Towelhead. Always gonna, still racist. Wish you weren't so racist, or I'd vote. You can keep your vote, Mudslime. You can keep it, pal. I want votes from Americans. Living the American dream is not for magic carpet riders to come here and make money pimping OnlyFans girls or whatever it is you people do. I don't even know. What is a Muslim immigrant? Would you sell carpets or something? Don't give me that shit. You're racist, too. We're all racist. Deal with it. This is America. Get used to it.
$20. What's wrong saying Jesus was Palestinian? That's one of our last proud things Palestinian have. Eat your tasteless pasta and let us have Jesus.
Box
fan broiler percent $20. Dan Caldwell has cancer. Steroids and treatment give you moon face. What's your excuse, you fat piece of shit?
I'm not laughing that he has cancer. Dude, he's just a fat chud. Oh, stop. Don't give me that. That's hilarious, though, that you... He has cancer. What's your excuse, jerk?
Oh, good old boy sent $25. That's Kanye hilarious. Is a gay fish. How young were you when you went to her first nighting ceremony? Your FBI ancestor Thomas Fuentes was connected to Juarez cartel, you Jesuit cuck. I hear the State Department loves hiring cartel members.
If only that were true. If only. I wish I was part of it. I wish I was part of the effort oppressing all of you. How I wish that were true. How I wish that was the case.
Jimbo sent $20. How would you characterize the errors of your show? I.e. by president, studio setup, tolerance of super chats, illy bro and go yay.
How would I, what would be the periodization of the show? Maybe I would say you've got like founding of the show until Groiper War, and then maybe Groiper War to J6th, and then maybe J6th until yay, yay until the generational run. And now we're in the era of the generational run or post-generational run, something like that. Those are probably the big inflection points. The big inflection points were Groiper War, January 6th, Yay 24, and the generational run. Those would probably be the big moments.
Going Exploder sent $100. Your perspicacity is truly unmatched. The inbred Satan-worshipping pedophile super chat that you said sounded like someone who was red-pilled by Greels was a direct copy and paste from a reel with 6 million views. Go.
Thank you for the big super chat. It's literally coworker ideology. The government's controlled by satanic pedophiles, and they always throw something in there. They always throw a little curveball, like it's the Illuminati, it's the Khazarians, it's the Frankists, it's the Freemasons, it's the Jesuits. It's coworker ideology. It's someone that's glommed onto vague, generic, elite conspiracy pontificating or something.
Beef Farmer Groy percent $50. Jerusalem Post had an article today listing the 50 most influential Jews. At least half of them are literally in the Trump government. No influence in politics, though. We are just crazy.
Yes. That's a good point. Jews are influential. Thank you for sharing. Bro said, I can't believe they're telling us Jews aren't influential when they in fact are. I know. Isn't that crazy? It's totally insane. Good point.
He had sent $20. Rape Sneeko.
Hey, come on now. You know, I love Sneeko, but I gotta be honest. I say this as a friend. I say this as a friend, Sneeko. Sneeko, I love and care about you as a friend. You are a Kohler. You have become... I hate to say this because I like Sneeko a lot, but you are a serial Kohler. And I just have to say something. Every day, my timeline, today he posts, I have tech teams in Mecca. It's like, what are we doing? Let's do a little sampling, okay? Let's give a little, and I love him. This is not licensed, no rape Sneeko, nothing like that. But let's give a little sampling here, little Whitman sampler of some of the greatest hits we got. I got tech teams in Mecca. That was 3 hours ago. The manosphere is built on the idea that women are useless while solely relying on them to operate. Pimping women on OnlyFans, debate show panels with all women, selling courses on picking women up. Nothing more soulless than building an empire on something you hate. Yeah, that's the problem with the manosphere. Too misogynistic. And exploitative of women. Now that Trump is cognitively declining quicker than Biden, and Iran is actually winning this war, we can all admit golf as a sport is stupid, and anyone plays golf is insufferable. I hate golf. Then he posts a picture of the cube and says, perfection. Prayer is only performative to you because they turned it into a performance. Erica Kirk twerking fireworks in megachurch is not worship, it's propaganda. To us, prayer is as normal as breathing. Another drive-by shot at Christians. Another drive-by. It can never just be like, I'm not performative. It's always, I'm not performative. You know who is? Christians. That's why. It's like, why always that? It's like you're doing a live stream praying. People go, that's performative. I'm not performative. No, that's not good enough. I'm not performative. You know who is? Christians. What about Christians? Okay, really? They don't hate Islam. They are just jealous. I can assure you, we definitely just don't like it. I promise you. I promise you we're not jealous. It's all like, once again, it's always like Christians are jealous of us. I promise you, not the case. We got better food, better cathedrals, better music, better countries. Trust.
So I love him. I love Sneeko. I'll always love Sneeko, but bro has become a serial coaler. It's a lot of coal, and we got to be honest. It's someone has to say something. We need a little intervention there. I that's why I say I'm not a non-interventionist. We need a little intervention here. Sneeko, we're here because we love you. We care about you. We don't want you to be raped. We just want you to post gems. Not coal, just gems.
Hunter Davis sent $20. Is there literally anything Nick isn't being proven right on? Being vindicated daily at this point. Years ahead of the curve.
Honestly, it's just, I'm used to it. I'm used to making all these predictions and everything just comes true. It's nuts. There's a tweet for everything. It's like every day it's a new prediction. And it's always been like this for many years. I'm just dialed in like that. I'm locked in.
I think your grandma sent $25. Would you support Joe Ken as an America First candidate? Has he reached out to you to apologize?
See, this is why I call you guys Goyim. All they got to do is this. Look, a letter. I said Israel and Iran. Look. And people go, are we going to vote for this? Can we vote for this? It's like, dude, pay attention. I'm sorry. That's I could be your grandma. I know you're a grandma. I'm sorry. It's just I'm trying to be respectful of the elders. But no, I will not support him as an America First candidate. No. If he called me up and apologized, I might consider it. But you know that's never going to happen. If he called me up and apologized, maybe I would. But probably not. It's going to take a little more than that for me.
Croatian Gator Monero Goy sent $20. Happy St. Patrick's Day, Nick. Love from Ireland.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Do I look Irish as fuck? Or, well, look at my green suit. I got to fix my posture, though. I'm looking a little... What do you think? Do I mog in this? What do you think? Do I mog in my green suit? Do I look Irish? Do I mog? Guys, do I mog? Growing the facial hair out a little bit. What do you think? Should I bring it back? I've just been lazy. Should I bring it back? I think I'm mogging. Hey, kiss me, I'm Irish. What do you think? I think I look Irish. I think I look fairly Irish. Like a leprechaun. All right. No, but thank you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to the Irish. We love the Irish. Irish are some of the greatest people that have ever... I really am filled with Irish pride lately. Poets and songwriters. I mean, we are truly a great people. Irish are in control. The Irish are in control. It's a Hibernian conspiracy. Think of the great Irishmen, Keith Woods, Steve Bannon, Nick Fuentes, Braden Peters, all Irish. People say, you're not white, you're Mexican. It's like, you're right, I'm also Irish, bitch. Fuck the English! I'm Irish! It's this like English Protestant thing. How about Irish Catholic? How about Irish Catholic? Huh? How about that? Mexican, Italian, Irish, literally an unbeatable combination. We are going to save the country. It's up to us now. The English and the Scots-Irish, they had their chance. Now it's up to the Irish, the Italians, the Mexicans, perhaps the Polish. Perhaps the Polish, too. The Polish will play a role. Honest to God, it's up to us. Catholic Poles, Catholic Irish, Italian Catholics. It's up to us. Otherwise, we're going to get Noahide laws. Protestants will support Noahide laws. Protestants... I saw Doug Wilson, this theonomist, said, we need to ban the procession of the Eucharist and Marian processions. It's like, dude, you are literally supporting the Jew world order Antichrist. And Pete Hegseth goes to his church. Protestants are going to deliver us to that. So we are the ones holding back the night. It is the great Irish, the Poles, the Italians. Yes, Mexicans too. Problem? Indeed. So yeah, happy St. Patrick's Day. Irish are the greatest patriots.
Big Goy Buffish sent $20. Sneeko said he thought he was gay, so he watched gay porn and went to their clubs. Death a wild fag brown clown move. Hashtag pray for Sneeko.
Well, he said that he watched gay porn and didn't like it. So checkmate. W's in the chat.
Marcos 320.
Sneeko won.
Marcos 320.
He said, honestly, he said, what he said. He said he thought he was gay, so he watched gay porn and he didn't like it. Okay. So if anything, that makes him less gay because
you know, he sort of tried it out and then realized it wasn't for him, which is actually less gay than maybe a person that never does that. No, I'm just trying to, Stiko, why do you give me your toughest battles now? But we love, come on, who gives a shit? We love Stiko and he's heterosexual now, so he's good. That was a Matrix attack. Who cares?
Marcos 3, man, I genuinely can't believe people actually believe the whole net on you.
Hey, all porn is gay. All porn is gay. Because all porn, you're watching a guy's penis, okay? So even straight porn is gay, unless it's lesbians, which I don't know, that's kind of a gray area, not to get graphic, but it's like all porn is gay in a way when you really think about it. So how about that?
Marcos 321 US cents $20. Man, I genuinely can't believe people are actually believe the whole Netanyahu is dead thing. Loads of people I know talking about him being dead and using eye to cover up, man. Goyim are not people. Crying face
emoji.
They're not.
Dude, the Goyim are not okay. You just, honestly, when it comes to the Goyim in your life, you just got to be patient with them. For the Goy in your life, you just need to give them a lot of patience and room to grow. You just have to be kind to them. Be kind to the Goyim in your life because they're really going through it and they really just need support. They need you to be present. They're not going to change their minds. They don't need you to try to make it better. They just need you to be present. They just need you to be there for them. Just take it easy. They're going through a tough time right now. They're not okay.
Valenbrook sent $20. Just found out that a lot of women expect a push present after every child they have. Literally never heard of this before. Am I going crazy or is this just another Freud shakedown?
You're asking the wrong person. I don't know about any of that. I don't know about any of that stuff. Normies are always on some new bullshit like that. I realize that whenever I hang out with my parents, they're always telling me the latest goy slop at Costco. And that's when I realize I really am a hermit. Because every time I see my parents, it's like, everyone's buying these new water bottles. Everyone at work is buying these new water bottles. Everyone's talking about these new chips at Costco. Everyone's talking about, and I'm like, really? Like, so it's nonsense like this. I've never even, like, I'm getting invited to stuff like that. I'm not getting invited to weddings.
Just turned 26 and all these people getting married with cringy wedding pics of the guy crying or stuck with a simp look on their face is wild. How are men okay with participating in this humiliation ritual? Then you have to dance while 100 people stare? I'd rather just get gay allegations at age 45.
Okay, thank you for the big super chat. Wow, you're so based, bro. Oh, it's Robert Maxwell's textbook, the same idiot from yesterday. Wow, you're so based, bro. Oh my gosh, whoa. I've never met someone like you. I've never heard that before. The studio is shaking. Holy hot take. Whoa, careful. Don't burn yourself on that scorching hot take. Wow, you sound just like me. You sound just like me. Do you want to be best friends and come to the studio and hang out? You sound awesome.
Sky Guy said it's Iraq and Iran, not Iraq and Iran.
Who cares, bro? Who cares? Don't give a shit. Don't give a rip. It's actually called Islam and Iran. Iran, Iraq. Shut the fuck up. No one cares, dude. It's called America.
Flying Dog 12 cent 50.
Get used to it. I see an eye. Iraq. Iran. Shut
Flying
up.
Flying Dog 12 cent $50. I watched a YouTube video
Shut
from early 2019 at Iowa State University where you gave a speech. Would you rather do that or the super chats?
Shut
Imperium
up.
Garment sent $21.
Again, it's just so dumb. I saw a video where you gave a speech. Would you rather do that or give a... Shut
Imperium
up.
Imperium Garment sent
like,
$21.
Why?
Nick, I created an American apparel
why?
Brand called Imperium. American Power issued as garments. My name plus.com. Check it out.
No.
John Boysmook sent
$20. Sounds stupid as fuck.
John Boysmook sent $20.
It's called Imperium. Why was boner taken? It's called boner apparel. It's called dick and balls apparel. It's called Imperium. What was taken was throbbing. I can't say that, but like, come on now. It's called Imperium, you know, like the Roman Empire. Oh, sick, bro. What is it? Is it like a fascies? Is it like... an eagle holding a flag
John Boyce
on a t-shirt. Kill all Goyim. Dude, the Jared Kushner, if you can hear me, kill all of Goyim. The lawless man, if you can hear me. No, we can't joke about that.
John Boysmook sent $20. That suit and tie combo looks amazing, bro.
Thanks
for the amazing analysis day in and day out.
Thanks,
God
you
bless.
Like it? Just for St. Patrick's Day.
Senator Groip sent $50. You know it's some morally reprehensible stuff when the CIA operative can't look himself in the mirror any longer.
Hankler
sent $50. What?
That's what it is. It's because he was so morally outraged. Grow up,
Hankler
please.
Sent $50. You're right about Tucker being fake. But tonight's take about Tucker is low IQ. He's a journalist, 99% he was trying to land an interview. CNN interviewed Iranian officials. Should we prosecute them too?
That's hilarious. That's hilarious. Were you born yesterday, actually? Well, he's a journalist. Come on. You don't really believe that, do you? Oh my gosh. Hey, man. I have an AI company. Do you want to invest? It's going to 1 million X. You're the dumbest person ever.
Colossus, name six nations that start with an A and end in an A.
Oh, too easy. Andorra, Armenia, Argentina. Let's see, what else? Maybe it'll be a little tricky. What else is an A? Let me think. You got Antigua and Barbuda. That's four. That counts. You got, what else starts with an A? Armenia, Argentina, Andorra, that Caribbean country. Hang on now. Hang on now. Come on. Two more. What else is there? A. Albania, five. What would be Algeria, six? Should I come up with another one? Because I guess maybe the one in the Caribbean doesn't count. I don't know how that's pronounced, actually. Is there another one? Andorra, Albania, Armenia, Algeria, Argentina. I would have to think about it for another minute because I got them all already. Let me think. Can I get another one? Is there another one out there? Angola. There you go. Angola. Boom. Got it. Easy. Oh, Australia. Austria. Okay, so there's a bunch. It took me a minute.
Grow the beard and welcome to Chad's land.
Yeah, I got to get buff, too. I got to get huge. There's no hope. I'm not tall. I'm not tall enough.
Sent $123. Last night you said that because Trump is the nucleus and creator of the MAGA movement, he ultimately gets to decide what it means to be MAGA. Today, Caroline Levitt had the audacity to sign off her tweet about Joe Kent's resignation and the war with Iran with America First. Nauseated face emoji.
Okay. Like, thanks for the big super chat. Okay. What is the point of this tweet? Wow. Just wow. Wow. She said America First. Oh, my God. Yeah. Okay. Like, that's what it is, dumbass. Oh, my gosh. They had the audacity to sign it America First. I can't believe it. Yeah, it's sort of like the whole thing that's been going on.
William Allen is the goat. Roy Pat sent
forever.
$77. Shout out to all the Lean 5 FT9 blue-eyed brown-haired goatees. Your jaw looks extra chiseled today.
Thanks. Thank you so much. You know, I really needed that. I really needed that, actually. Also, I have green eyes, though, not blue, but thank you.
Goguk Knight sent $20. Jimmy Dore and Blowhard Kurt went off responding to your monologue on them last week, crashing out over you voting Dem. They don't get it. It's a fucking midterm. You're not even putting them in power.
Who cares? Two old people that don't get it. Who gives a fuck?
Sigma Falcons.
If you're watching Jimmy Dore, you're an idiot.
Sigma
Falcons
sent $20. Bro, put all the pieces together.
They're not even funny. They're two old people that are comedians that aren't even funny. And they're retarded. So if you're I don't know any intelligent person that is like, I wonder what Jimmy Dore has to say about this. Wait, I need to hear what this unfunny fake comedian has to say about this, like left wing, whatever. Please, who needs that? There's like a million better shows to watch.
Cody Fit $20. What do you think Peter Thiel considers to be the Antichrist? He doesn't really come out. He doesn't allow recording at his lectures and uses some tech to detect phones.
Well, he said that it's like an Antichrist system. He creates this dialectic between the apocalypse and the Antichrist, and he sees the apocalypse as accelerating technology and progress to the end of the world, like a nuclear war, AI extinction, and Antichrist, in his mind, is an overly regulated global government where regulations crush society, slow down technological progress. And then this, like, AI system is at least at one point, this was the idea. Now I think he believes it will be a person. But for a time, he said it'll be, like, a system, and it'll be, like, an AI UN global government control matrix that basically arrests all development and history and progress. And so that's why he believes in this, like, rapid advances, you know, effective accelerationism. It's biohacking. It's AI. It's The world of atoms. The world of atoms, not the world of bits. I like to say that we stopped innovating in the world of atoms, and it's all been in the world of bits. Think Uber, Airbnb. Yeah. We've heard it all before. Got it. So that's why it's all about, you know, well, nuclear. We don't have nuclear energy because in a way we're afraid of nuclear war. So that's his whole thing. is Antichrist versus Apocalypse. That's the big idea. And I don't know. I haven't attended one, but I've know people that went and they sent me the notes.
Laverne sent $20. If the world isn't ran by Satanist, what is it ran by? The Rothschild and Rockefellers kind of control everything? No.
Okay.
Naeem Byers sent $20. Seriously. Was Trump always a Trojan horse? Is everything scripted now? I think the Yeti Bread sent $20. When will you finally say yes to a gold and silver sponsor so we can stop listening? Aquarium Grow Iper sent $25. We're on a goyim hunt, and don't think we don't know how to wait him out. Jordan M. Elson sent $20.
Not your
Did
best.
You see on PB, being a White House Mexican in 2026 is literally a cheat code. We really winning out here, nigga.
That's actually so true.
Sneeko sent $20.
So true, so
how
true.
About them Jews?
Hey, Sneeko! My man! What, is he live right now? The goat! Oh, he's not live. He's just what? My man, Sneak! How about them Jews? How about them, huh, Sneak? Oh, wait, never mind. I got actually... Is he live? Oh, no, he's not live. Oh, Sneeko, we come back to America, man. We miss you. Pull up. We got a stream. Sneeko, we need to cook.
Would you still speak on college campuses after what happened to Kirk? You have a large following at North Central College in Naperville.
North Central College in... I don't know, man. Probably not. Doesn't seem like a great idea.
Chavzog sent $50.
They would definitely try to kill me.
Chavzog sent $50.
You know.
Been watching since late 2024. Love the show.
I have too many ops. Everybody wants to kill me. Southerners, Albanians, Muslims, Jews, Mormons, Polish people. I have too many ops because I just talk shit about everybody, so everybody wants to kill me. Polish people want me dead because I said Hitler's cool. And I said Polish people are dumb for hating Hitler. And I say Polish people are dumb in general. So Polish people want me dead. I call Albanians, Turks, Muslim Turks, Slav monkeys. They want me dead. I talk shit about Southerners, so they want me dead, and Blacks, so they want to kill me, and Jews, so they want to kill me, and Muslims, so they want to kill me. Women, you know, they couldn't if they tried. They couldn't even if they tried, but, you know, maybe they want to. So everybody wants a piece.
Chavzog sent $50. Been watching since...
You wouldn't even know who to profile. You wouldn't even know who to look out
Chavzog
for.
Chavzog sent $50. Big Arch W, are you going to get the K-pop Demon Hunters meal in April? Ramen flavor shaker fries. Yummy, yummy goyim slop.
The McDonald's meals suck, man. The McDonald's, every time they do a meal, it's like they put seasoning on the fries like the Grinch meal. Here's your regular fries with like some seasoning. It's totally pointless. Give us something different.
Sneeko sent $20. Africa.
Africa! What up? I'm not going to Africa. But what up, man? Africa! Crazy.
I'm going to Bosnia for Eid, then back in the United States of America. Hope for good. A lot of Arabs ask me about you here in Saudi.
Let's go! Well, we love the Saudis. We love the Saudi people. You know, one time I was in Boston, I was on the T, and a guy came up to me and said, hey, I'm a big fan. I'm from Saudi Arabia. I love the Saudis. So tell them I send my love. Give the Arabs my love. We love everybody. We love everybody. So give them my love. Yeah, come on back after you run it in Bosnia with the other Muslims. Run it back. Come on back to the United States. We gotta cook, man. We need to cook. Maybe I'll come visit you. Maybe I'll pop out. We'll do some IRL. Imagine if we did IRL. That would be... We gotta get security, but that would be something, huh? But we should cook soon. The homies gotta come together. The niggas gotta come together again. What did I just do? That wasn't like a sex thing. It was like a... That was like a handshake. It wasn't anything. I just meant like the niggas gotta come together, okay? That was crazy. I was like, wait, what did I just signal? But run it back. We got to cook. It's been too long. And the goyim have to unite. It's time for the goyim to unite because the Jews, it seems like they're sort of winning right now, you know? We got to put aside the beef. You got to stop posting so much coal, okay? You got to stop posting so much coal. And we, the goyim, have to unite also. And we'll bring the Arabs and the Irish together. We'll bring Keith Woods out. At some point, I don't know how that's going to happen. But the Irish, the Arabs, we all got to unite. We got to work together.
Did you just did an 80-hour water fast? Been lifting a lot more. 2026 year of the lock-in. Lean ass nigga going hard as fuck.
Great. Good for you. Yeah, it's not that hard. I mean, just stop eating. Just don't eat as much. Easy. I transformed. I'm like, I transformed. In the fall, I'm not going to lie, I was getting a little chubby. I had a little bit of a belly, and it was gross. And I just started to notice that I was just like jiggling a little bit, you know, and I was like, it's not me. So I stopped eating and, you know, now I'm undergoing an unbelievable transformation like no one has ever seen before. And by next summer, It's just going to be a different ballgame, guys. It's going to be a different ballgame.
I'm sure the irony of the Irish and Italians having to team up to save America is not lost on our Mike and WAP ancestors.
Yeah. Thank you for the big super chat. It's true. My grandma hates Italians. My Irish grandma hates Italians, which is funny. And yeah, the Irish destroyed Little Italy. Mayor Daley destroyed Little Italy in Chicago. But we got to come together. It's one struggle. You know, we are one of the American sub-races. Let's say you got WASPs and then you got Italian and Irish. We're like an American sub-race. We all have to work together.
Tucker Carlson sent $25. Clav is having incel spurks donate $30,000 for 60 seconds of looks maxing, and you're here talking about Joe Kent for 3 hours every day. Newsboy, index pointing at the viewer emoji, clown face emoji.
I admitted it. Clav was right. Thank you for the big super chat. I already conceded that. Clav is right. Politics is jester. It's true. I've accepted
Madura
that.
Madura Ranger sent $50. Do you think you would go on Fish Tank this season if asked?
I don't know. Probably not. I mean, I like those guys. I like what they're doing, but it's just not really... I'm not really a performer like that. What I do on this show is just me. It's just me talking about politics. I always feel uncomfortable when I venture too far outside of that. That's just because I'm not like, I'm not a comedian like that. I don't want to go and be the chud. Oh, say something about politics now. Say something based now. It's not me.
Midwest Supreme sent $20. This is all very suspect and convenient. They waited to deploy this Manchurian candidate at just the right moment. They want Kent 2028.
Oh my gosh. Jowen said, it's like you guys couldn't figure this stuff out if you had a million years to do it. It's so bad. I hope you see that now. I hope when you read the super chats, you see that even if you watch the show every night, some people are just never going to be able to do this for themselves. You can know everything I know. You can watch everything I say on the show, and you still will not be able to predict what is just around the corner. You still would not be able to fill in the blank because you are impaired. You are mentally impaired. You are mentally retarded. No, that's obviously not what is happening here, obviously.
Jared 75 sent $20. I can't stop thinking about how much the Venezuela op was a test of public sentiment / appetite for Iran conflict escalation.
It wasn't. If anything, it was for an audience of one. It was for Trump. Oh my gosh. No, they're not sitting around saying, let's see if the public supports this. They knew the public wouldn't support
Matt's
it.
Matt's for America sent $20.
Oh my gosh.
So important. Name seven nations that begin with K, past or present.
Seven that start with K. Okay. Pat, are there seven in real life? Kiribati, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, St. Kitts and Nevis. Does that count? No. Let's see. What else do we got? We got three right out of the gate. Let's see. Can we get anything else? Are there seven? That might be a troll. I feel like there are not seven that start with K. St. Kitts and Nevis. That starts with an S. So that doesn't count. We got three. There's no other countries that start with a K. Let me think. Well, Korea. Does that count? South Korea, North Korea? That should count. What else? Kuwait. That's technically four. Kuwait, Kiribati, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan. Tentatively South Korea, North Korea, but let's just maybe Korea. We'll say four for now. Kuwait. You'd see the problem with these ones is you either know the alphabetical, all the countries, or you just have to think about every single country, which makes it true. And I don't know that there even are seven that start with a K, to be honest. I think it's a troll. So you're just trying to stump me. But I'm not going to give up super easily here. No, I think that's it. That's got to be it, right? That's got to be it. I don't know any past nations. That's too broad. Every nation that ever existed. Yeah, all right. Those are my answers. Kenya, damn it! Kosovo, damn it! I should have just kept going. The problem is I thought you were trolling me, Kenya. Yeah, that's a good one. Kosovo, well, that's not even a real country. That's part of Serbia.
Groy, percent $50.
All right.
Groy, percent $50.
But that's still only, what is that? That's only six?
Tucker Carlson's beef with Shapiro has to be a facade, right? The Jews know they're losing their audience, so why not use Tucker to criticize Israel in the war to try and run him in 2028?
You guys are idiots. You're never going to be able to do... This is why you need leadership. This is the difference. This is why you need intellectuals, or at least people with a brain. The Jews need Tucker to... It's like... You watch the show and yet so little understanding.
Jordan M. Nelson sent $20.
It's sad.
Shabbos Kessenbaum said he wants to debate you in a post on X. Would you do it or is it not worth engaging
with
him?
I'm sure he does. I'm one of the number one political podcasters. Of course he does.
sorry, this isn't Columbia. There's no DEI here. Why don't you get a platform? And then if it's worth my time, I'll debate you, you fucking loser. What is your claim to fame? You're a Jew suing Harvard, you fucking idiot. You're a Jew suing Harvard for anti-Semitism. You have no platform. You're nothing. There's no DEI here. Sorry. Sorry your bubby never gave you this sobering reality here, but there's no Jewish uncle here that can pull some strings and get you an opportunity. My uncle said I could be on the Nick Fuentes show. No, it don't work like that. It don't work like that, little Jew boy. Get yourself a platform, and then if it's worth my time, I'll debate you. It's not worth debating you. You are nothing. You have no platform. Go live. Tell me how many live viewers you get. Pissant. I love that. The ankle biting. Yeah, sorry. I didn't work this hard to just be more Jewish DEI for the most unexceptional race.
Patty Cakes, what is your favorite James Bond movie?
You know, I don't really love the James Bond movies, but if I had to pick one, I would say maybe Skyfall or Casino Royale. It would definitely be a Daniel Craig James Bond. I can't even really watch the other ones. Probably Casino Royale or Skyfall. I think those are probably the two all-time best.
Event a list of onsent $20. Huckabee's picture is next to the definition of servility in the newest Webster after telling BB he's glad to not be on the Israel kill list and Ben called Mike a good boy.
Very good.
His picture is next to the definition of bitch. The Huckabee's picture is next to the definition of bitch in the dictionary.
Good one. Wow. Whoa, the gloves are coming off. Whoa.
Candidus Maxo sent $500. Awesome. Also, the new Ryan Gosling movie drops in 2 days.
Thank you for the big super chat. Yeah, that movie looks dumb. That movie looks dumb. From the creators of The Martian. Well, why would you advertise that? The Martian was terrible. The Martian was like the high watermark of those Reddit, I fucking love science movies. Remember that one, The Martian with Matt Damon? And there's a scene where he's like, let's science this shit out. Let's do some science. The Martian, tell me if I'm wrong. That was like the high watermark, the epitome of I fucking love science. r/ I fucking love science. Neil deGrasse Tyson is my hero. Who's the Jewish one? Carl Sagan. Carl Sagan was a martyr for reason. You know, like Seth MacFarlane is a huge Carl Sagan glazer. I have a poster of Neil deGrasse Tyson, and I'm a regular browser on r/ I fucking love science. I follow Being Liberal on Facebook. I voted for Obama. Smoking weed isn't addictive. You just it's not. You just need to be able to handle it. I remember all my stoner friends in high school used to say that. I used to say, it's not addictive. It's not as bad as alcohol. It's a plant. It's like, okay, oh, sure thing, pal. That, remember that whole, I love Rick and Morty. It's my favorite show. I'm so glad that subculture died. That was so insufferable. All my friends in high school were like that. The Ryan Gosling movie, it's made by the creators of The Martian. I'm like, why would you tell people that? Why would you tell people you made The Martian? That movie sucked. Remember all that stuff? People watch The Big Bang Theory. That had like a moment. That was like a real cultural moment. I like nerds. Nerds. Everybody was into superheroes. Everybody was going to comic book stores wearing superhero t-shirts. That was the texture of life growing up from like, let's say, 2009 to 2014, 2015. If you're one of these like cuspers like me, you're like a zillennial. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know exactly what I'm talking about. There's something different. It was better. It was a better time. You kids wouldn't understand. So much millennial optimism. So much stomp, clap, hope core. Keep calm and carry on. People were growing ironic mustaches and wearing fedoras. People strung up Christmas lights in their backyard and they started playing the guitar. They were dancing like nobody was watching, and they were stomping and clapping and banging a drum. And they brought back, what was that band from the 90s that everybody listened to again? What was it? Not of Monsters and Men. You know what I'm talking about? Someone said Green Day. Okay, so you're it. Blink 182. You people are hopeless. And you people are hopeless. No. These are all wrong answers. Come on, who am I thinking of? I'm looking. I'm not moving on until I get it. There's a right answer here, and I'm not moving. Neutral Milk Hotel. Got it. Yes, exactly. Shout out. We got to shout the guy out. Greased up nationalist. That's it. And George Lopez 20 also said it. Yes, exactly. Neutral Milk Hotel. Neutral Milk Hotel was having their revival. What was that album? The Airplane Over the Sea was having a revival and influenced the Lumineers and Edward Sharp and the Magnetic Zeros and all that stuff. It was a different time. You know, people were watching Portlandia. Everything was in a sepia filter. People voted for Obama. They believed in hope and change. We were watching elders react. Elders react to the gay marriage Supreme Court decision. It was Glee was on TV. It was a different time, you guys. It was a different time. The Big Bang Theory won every Emmy. And people were watching superhero movies and getting into comic books. You guys wouldn't understand. It was millennial optimism. White hipsters in Brooklyn were happy. They were wearing ironic hats and mustaches and funny glasses. Now everything is so disgusting. Now everything is disgusting and filth. Anyway, so sorry, had to have a little nostalgia moment there. The Martian. Remember The Martian? Let's science this shit out. Oh, man. To be a kid again.
Autoscopy,
right?
1984 sent $20. If you still had a euphonium, do you think you could still play it at all?
I couldn't. Thank you for the big super chat. No, I couldn't. Even if I think I still have it somewhere. I don't know where it is. My mom is like, I'm going to sell that thing. You made me buy. I'm like, why are you going to sell it, Mom? Really? Okay, I'll buy it off you. Really? My mom is all pissed because she bought me a euphonium when I was in high school and I didn't play it in college. So she's like, I paid for this $3,000 euphonium and you never played. It's like, Mom, that was 10 years ago. Like, let it go. I'm going to sell it. What are you going to get for it? $500? Really? But isn't that so typical, though? Isn't that how your parents are? Am I right? I'm like, Mom, you bought me that in 2015. Let it go. Okay, that was 11 years ago. Seriously? Move on. I swear, I had this conversation with my mom a couple of years ago because we have it. We still have the euphonium in the coat closet. And I'm like, can I bring the euphonium back to my place? And she's like, I'm going to sell that thing. It's you can't have it. We paid for that damn thing and you never played it in college. I'm like, that was a decade ago. Dude, Obama was president when you bought that. Seriously? Move on. Can't you let me just have this? I'm your son. Mom, I'm your son. That's such a mom thing. Love her, but yeah. Could you believe that's where her mind went? And sometimes I wonder, and I'm not going to do like a whole like, not going to do like a therapy thing, but sometimes I wonder why I am the way I am. And then I think it's stuff like that, you know? It's not like, I feel like a white family would be like, of course, son. Of course you can have the euphonium. Maybe you'll pick it up again. You know, I'm sure like a white mom would say that, but like my Italian mom, I'm going to take it and sell it. It's like, yeah, okay. Now I'm starting to see a pattern here. The score keeping, you know, that's where her mind went, right? Hey, Mom, can I have my euphonium? You never played that thing. You never played your euphonium. Okay, Mom.
Pedro sent world shithole.
I don't give a shit. I'm taking it. I'm going to take it when you're not paying attention.
Pedro sent $20.
You call the cops.
Pedro sent $20. What do you think of Brazil and Brazilians? Been throwing the idea around that World War II was orchestrated by the Jews as means to gain sympathy and then later power. Thoughts?
Oh my.
16 sent $23. Converting my family. Why is Trump foosing up my stocks, brah? Don't even start with crypto. Are you investing into anything right now with the war, or what's the move? God
really?
Bless G.
Are you kidding? How desperate are you? How desperate are you?
Colding sent $20. Come to Denmark. Fire emoji. Okay. Roy Perspool sent $20. Playing devil's advocate. Did Joe can assume Trump was all talk, go along with it, and only pivot once Tucker gave him cover?
No.
Just some guy here sent $20. Your theory on Kent is plausible. It is something you conclude based on compiling data without concrete evidence. Why then can't you draw the same type of questions around Kirk and Israel's role? You gate?
Ugh, no.
Goisby Going sent $100. The best things in life are. What do you think would happen if the United States just abandoned Israel and blamed them for the war and leaves them on their own? I know it very unlikely, but I wonder what you think happens if true. Oh, canned ass addict Tucker Suim sent $20. Keith Woods wrote a little tweet on how the millennial hipster exposed brick urban burger joint era was the last modern iteration of a uniquely white culture, and I came to appreciate it a lot more.
Yeah, I feel like he stole that from me, but I'm not sure. I can't prove it. He said it's the last stand of implicit white identity, which is funny because he ripped that from Richard Spencer, his hero and idol. He stole that. Keith kind of was aping his hero, idol, mentor, leader, Richard Spencer. Because Richard Spencer, I believe the quote goes something like, homosexuality is the last stand of implicit white identity. That's a Richard Spencer quote. Spencer said, and I quote, homosexuality may be the last stand of implicit white identity. And Keith Woods, aping his life coach, leader, mentor, advisor, hero. Keith Woods said, actually, it's the stomp clap, exposed brick, millennial hipster culture, which is the last stand of white identity. So it's an interesting dialectic that's forming between those two. We're watching that space. I'm just teasing. But you know, we love Keith on the show.
Salty Gobel sent $100. WTF was Iran-Contra?
That's your question. So what was Iran-Contra? Okay, thank you for that amazing question. Thanks for the money. I appreciate it.
Tucker Carlson sent $20. Seriously, Nick? It's only $6. I'm not asking you to break the bank. At least Joe Kent could confidently tell me what porn is.
Who wrote that? Honest to God, who wrote that? What is wrong with you? Someone thought that would be funny. Someone said, I know, I'm going to pretend to be Tucker. Hey, Nick. Like, dude, that's so dumb. Like, that is such a horrible joke. And you should feel bad. Like, stop trying to be funny in your entire life. Like, just don't try to be funny.
Danny Finkelstein's mom sent $20. Don't worry, guys. Trump is just playing 6 million dimensional chess.
Oh my.
He's screwing America first patriots over so badly to drive us directly towards.
It's just like, it hurts.
Justin Groyper sent $20. Hurts. So true.
And for $100 a month, you get to be in the exclusive group chat with me. And I'm hanging out in there, but I try. I really try. It's, you know what I'm finding? Can I just be real for a sec? It's getting so hard to find people that I really enjoy talking to. Because I really like talking to people that are smart and funny. I like to, here's like the Groyper's dilemma. Can I tell you the Groyper dilemma? It's like normies are too blue-pilled and liberal and retarded to really ever be friends with. Because with an actual turbo normie, they still don't want to be racist and they don't really engage with politics and they like sports a little bit too much. And they're just a little bit insufferable. They're pussy whipped with their girlfriends. There's always like something going on. And so you need to be able to groip out. But then on the flip side, if you hang out with all groipers, a lot of them are complete chuds. They're like trad Christians or they're Natsock LARPers. They can't watch a movie without like verbally stimming constantly saying like, that's blue pill. That guy's black. And I can't hang out with that either. You know, you want to go on vacation and people go, I want to tour all the cathedrals when we go there. It's like, really? I want to get food. So I feel like as I get older, it's so difficult to meet people and make friends because I'm looking for people that are smart and funny. They need to be like normie enough that they're not shutting out all the time. They're not totally ridiculous chuds. But also, they need to be chudly enough that they're not like, I don't know, calling you racist all the time or cringing when you say the N-word or whatever. So it's a little difficult. And so I'm hanging out in the group chat and it's just a lot of chuds. I'll say that much. It's a lot of chuds. And I go in the group chat and I'm like, guys, let's just be normal. Can we just be normal? I still see myself as a normal person. I know that sounds insane given what I am. But I still see myself as a normal person. I can meet somebody and not shut out about politics in the first 30 minutes. You know what I mean? But whatever. That's my life. That's just me. Okay, and that's just me. That's on nigga. That's on being a nigga, you know? But hey, AmericaFirst.plus, I'm trying. I'm trying to make friends in the group chat. I'm hanging out. We're trying to make it work. Otherwise, I'm dropping bonus content in there all the time.
Downloading some shows off American First Plus for my flight to Poland. Gia hoodie is packed. What countries border Poland?
Bro took the walk to Poland. Let's see. Russia, Belarus, Germany, Ukraine, and Czech Republic. And does Hungary border?
Poland? Is that it? Did I say Lithuania? Yeah, that's my guess. Let me see. Am I right? But W on downloading the shows.
Oh, I meant Slovakia, not Hungary. Okay, so I got them all right. Mine, I legit meant Slovakia, not Hungary, because it's Czechoslovakia. Nice, W. W's in the chat. I meant Slovakia. I did. Whatever.
Jaeger00 sent $20. Saluting face emoji. Smirking face emoji. 07s. Saluting face emoji. Smirking face emoji.
Because I always think in terms of Czechia, Slovakia, and then south of that is Austria-Hungary, because it was Czechoslovakia and Austria-Hungary at one point.
Wang Slope sent $30.
That's
Trump
real.
Asks the Jeff Report, do you have any lifelong friends that have stayed loyal to you since like the sandbox days? Or like grade school? I hope you know how much you are appreciated and admired. God bless you, Nick.
No, none of them. None of them. None. I have no friends from grade school, no friends from middle school. I have two friends from high school still. Everybody else, not so much. Yeah. Well, it is what it is. Honestly, though, it's probably me. I think I'm the common denominator.
ImperiumGarments.com sent $21. Each of my shirts has a theme relating to America. Primacy, preeminence, ascendancy, etc. No eagle, flag, constitution, flop.
You're just making it worse. You're just making it sound dumber and dumber. Every super chat you add just makes it sound stupider. Primacy, preeminence, ascendancy. That sounds like the stupidest shit I've ever heard in my life. It sounds corny and contrived and fucking stupid.
She's 67 cent $50. You have said to vote Democrat. But in my district, Kyle 17, Dylan Vancel is America first, refuses foreign aid to Israel and has taken $0 from IPAC, while D. Eric Sorensen has taken over 1 mil.
Okay, yeah, then vote for him, dumbass. What? It's just like, do you really need me to say that? So you said to vote Democrat, but the guy in my district is base, so what should I do? Do you really? What do you think, dumbass?
Conqueror Aura sent $20.
Oh, dude, I just found this clip. Clavicular called the cops on a stupid girl who slapped him for no reason. Dude, how could she touch my goat like that, fucking bitch? Dude, these bitches have gone insane. He didn't spike his cortisol, though. W for that. Look at this. Wow. See, this is what I'm talking about. See, that came in clutch. This is what I'm talking about. Tucker, you need to watch this stuff. Tucker, this is your homework, pal. You need to watch this. You need to get outside your echo chamber, okay? Get outside the CIA echo chamber. Look at this. Look at this disgusting Floyd. Dude. Kill, rape, and die for clavicular. No, kidding. No violence. We hate violence, but dude, it is, if I ever see her, it is so on site. I'm caping. She says women should have the right to vote. No, they shouldn't. She makes that face, too, that they, you know how they all make these, like, exaggerated clown, like, facial expressions now? He should have given her an uppercut. I'm kidding.
I'm gonna press charges on you. Hey. Hold your ear, call the police. Hold your ear, hold your ear.
Yeah. Detain her. Detain her. Yeah. Detain that. Yes.
Get her.
Detain her.
Call the police.
Get her. Guards, seize her.
Yo, get the police.
Can I get a picture with you?
Holy Aura. Dude, I hope she gets charged. We need a follow-up on that. I hope she goes to jail. How could she do that to our goat? Where's Joe? Joe should have dropped her ass. Where's Joe? Joe should have dropped her ass. Where's security? Clav, security. If I were there, it would have went down a little bit differently. I'll say that much. If I was there, it would have went down a little bit differently. I'll just say that much. Where's Joe? Where are those hands? Come on, Joe. I know you're there. Dude, lock her up. That's so based. He goes, I'll sue your entire family. Dude, he's so tough. Why is he so tough? He's just, his parents are bodybuilders, but that's such like a my dad's a lawyer coded, like, that's such an ascended move. I'll sue your entire family. No cortisol spike. It doesn't go to hands. He goes, I'll sue your entire family. How does he do it, dude? He's ascended.
Hold your ear, call the police. Hold your ear. Hold your ear, call the police.
Love that. Dude, he's like Darth Vader. Calls the stormtroopers over.
Get the police. Get the, oh, hey.
I love, dude. Look at her expression. Look at the fear. That's like women. Women be like, I fucked up. Whoops. I love when women meet consequences. That's my favorite thing. Women fucking around. This is women's fucking around face. She's drinking a Truly or whatever. Women fucking around. And then women finding out. That's my, there are no greater joys in life than seeing women fuck around and find out. Like literally zero. There are literally zero greater pleasures in life than seeing this face turn into this face. Turn into that. There's literally nothing better. Isn't that so? Because women think their actions have no consequences because they're women. You can't put hands on them. You can't touch them. Can't beat the fuck out of them. Can't kill them. So they slap a guy across the face and make like that stupid expression. Then you go, all right, guards, look at this stupid bitch. Look at this stupid fucking bitch with her iPhone and her Truly in hand. Yeah, guards. Guards. I love how she tries to break free. Guards, take her away. Look, dude, that's so good. Dude, he just got her.
Grab her, grab her.
What's up? What happened?
Get her, get her, get her.
Get her. Get her. Dude, Clav, I'm so meat riding, but like, he just so flipped the script. Total, look at, it's just such a total reversal. Total 360 reversal.
Call the police. Call the police.
I love that.
Yo, get the police, please.
Spirit of Elliot Rodger is alive. That's a joke, obviously. All right, but what we're going to look at, we're going to look at Sneeko Cole. Dude, I can't lie. I love my boy. I love my boy, Sneeko. But holy, let's pull up some of the, okay. Okay. Okay, bro. Like, bro. Come on, bro. Bro, seriously? Bro. Bro, pause. Bro, seriously? Bro. Hello? Come on now. Why? Why are we doing this? Why are we doing that? Look at Sneeko's stream. Is he streaming right now? Bro. If Benjamin Netanyahu is actually dead, he probably is. Smug Jack. Remember, he will just be replaced by an even more messianic Chabad Lubavitch freak. BB's 40-year plan was achieved. Destroy Palestine, then get the Christian Goyim to go to war with Iran. Get ready for Jared Kushner's Israel. Just like hodgepodge. Protect Joe Ken at all costs. Okay. Oh. The biggest lie we were sold was freedom. Men can do drugs and women can be naked. Why is it a haiku now? Why are these all like a haiku? Declaring superiority of free Western values just to become slaves to our own desires. Whoa, that's deep. Oh, this was my favorite. How tragic that money is infinite. Printing forever. While more people starve each passing day. Damn, I'm 15 and this is deep. Now, I'm sorry. I hate to roast Sneeko. I hate to roast my boy, but it's like, what are we? Hey, there's me. But the coal has to stop. Please, Sneeko, we're tired. Your defenders, your number one soldier is tired. I'm your number one soldier. I'm tired. Is he still alive? I guess he is. Yeah, so we're having a little intervention. Sneek, bro. Sneak goat?
Crumbleary sent $20. If most of Congress is paid for by the Israel lobby, why do you think voting in a Democrat Congress will cause the impeachment of Trump? Won't they keep him in office given he's played into their hand?
Okay, too dumb.
Atari Groiper sent $20. 24F leftist. But I agree with you a lot. I love when you talk about your niche passions without shame. It makes you unique. Who?
Hit me up! Hey! 24-year-old, but if you're a leftist, probably a whore.
probably a whore, but, you know, maybe you're not, but who knows? Probably a whore, probably hoe phase.
We're a great percent $20.
But hey, good to hear from you, I guess.
We're a great percent $20. Do you have a convertible? You're always mentioning driving with the top down. Should I get a Porsche Boxster or do you have any other recommendations? Fully agree with your Martian take.
You like the Martian take? Porsche Boxster? I think Porsches are kind of gay, honestly. They're just kind of like little gay girl cars. I want like a big SUV. I want like a big ass SUV. Ideally, I would drive in a tank, something like a tank or a giant SUV, like a full, like an XL Escalade. Yeah, I would never drive in like a little Porsche.
The Jock Ronson sent $20. I'd rather get food than visit cathedrals. You can't do both, fatty. You like architecture and you're Catholic, right?
Oh, W/love. And there it is. And there. What do you mean you don't want to look at all the cathedrals? Oh, and there it is. Found the chud. Found the chud. What do you mean you don't want to look at cathedrals? What do you mean? That's hilarious. That's hilarious.
Tired sent $100. Very good. First time. Can you compare NYC versus London life quality as a hardline Catholic with big dollar? London seems pure / greater W real money. NYC has the gunslinging American culture / values, but both are similar such hubs.
What kind of question is
Leper
that?
Leper King Groy percent $20. Max Blumenthal on.
Why would you even ask me that? I've never lived in London. I've never lived in New York City. I spent very little time in New York. I've spent even less time in London. So what do you even talk? Why would you ask me, dumbass? Why don't you Google it? Why don't you ask ChatGPT?
Leper King Groy percent.
Really? As a hardline Catholic, what does that even mean?
Leper King Groy percent $20. Remember your interview with Tommy G when he said, I think once you discover how magical women are, that just dominates. I couldn't believe that. Your response was 100% true, saying Tucker is
that
the same.
That was crazy.
Once you discover how magical women are, that just dominates. Like, there's a magic a woman brings into your life where they're almost like a mythical creature, I want to say, in a way.
Maybe he's right. Maybe I'll find the right woman. Maybe I'll find the right woman and she'll just be so magical that it'll just blow me away, right? Who knows? You don't know until you tried. Maybe I'll just find the most magical woman of all time, and she is just gonna totally rock my little world, and I'll feel like that, right? He goes, you just don't get it. You don't get it. You've never been in love. You don't know how magical women are. Yeah, maybe. Maybe it'll happen for me. Do you think that's possible? Sometimes I wonder, am I cynical? Or is he naive? Is he naive or am I cynical? Sometimes I wonder. I think I'm right. I think I'm right. And I think he's naive. You know, he tells me, he goes, you know, I like to go out into nature and like smoke pot. And my girl is magical. And I just like cooking with my girl. And then I smoke weed in the woods. And I'm like, yeah, we are completely different people. Like, we're completely different. I don't know, though. Maybe that's just a simple life. Maybe that's a different way to live. But I don't know that I would ever be happy with that. I don't know. I don't see it. But who knows? Maybe it's a me problem. Maybe I have a
problem. Bro Hyper Batman sent $20. Literally hot off the press as you read it online. Stop using the word literally wrong. Man facepalming emoji. Illiterate retard. Revolutionary Frog sent $20.
It's called an idiom, stupid.
Revolutionary as a chat in the group chat. I got Asperger's and I find conversations difficult because the small talk and stupid boy slop questions you see that NBA game? I tend to just shut up until something worth talking about starts. Politics and world issues are far more interesting. How do you keep from chatting out with your normie friends? Thanks for the great content, my man. Hashtag hi EHC.
Thank you for the big super chat. You see that NBA game? Yeah, normal. Yeah, right. Whatever. I don't know. I just try to be normal, you know?
Almost should send $20. Schopenhauer overheard a youth sigh. I would die for her. Thought, you will live for her and that is the worst punishment.
Oh, that is so true. Schopenhauer is so right about everything. Oh, so
true.
That guy's
shirt sucks at $20. Going up is weed, by the way.
Well, I'm glad you quit. Hate weed. I don't know. Do you think I'm a chud? Some people say I'm a chud, you know, they say I have like an old world. I hate tattoos. I hate weed. I'm just that guy, I guess. Some people say, you know, get with the times, man. Weed is actually fine, but I don't think I ever will. I hate it. But I think that might just be like a weird internalized thing, you know, because of I grew up in a more traditional house, maybe. I don't know. Okay, all right. That's our last super chat. That's going to do it for me.